Penguin Random House Audio presents When the Doves Disappeared by Sophie Oksanen. Translated from the Finnish by Lola Rogers. Read for you by N. Reitel. Propaganda is the collapse of language. Lex Rubinstein, Warsaw, 2014. Prologue. 1948. Western Estonia. Estonian Soviet Socialist Republic, Soviet Union. We went to Rosalie's grave one last time and placed some wild flowers on the grassy moonlit mound. We were silent for a moment, with the blooms between us. I didn't want to let Judith go, which is why I said out loud what a person shouldn't say in that situation. We'll never see each other again. I could hear the gravel in my voice, and it brought the gleam of water to her eyes, that gleam that had often knocked me off balance, welling up and sending my rational mind lightly afloat, like a bark boat, rocking on a stream that flowed from her eyes. Maybe I spoke bluntly to dull my own pain. Maybe I just wanted to be cruel, so that when she'd left, she could curse me and my callousness. Or maybe I yearned for some final declaration, for her to say she didn't want to leave. I was still uncertain of the movements of her heart, even after all we'd been through together. "You regret bringing me here," Judith whispered. I was startled by her perceptiveness, rubbed my neck in embarrassment. She'd given me a haircut.